Yeah, back to Croke Park, I suppose the last experience in Championship there wasn't great. Oisin, you know, the Mayo thing, and after that a lot of people had doubts about where this team was going and where the squad was going, but I think what we've seen this summer, you know, has been great from the lads. You know, we did our job against Fermanagh, two excellent performances. Monaghan should have won both games easily, and the last day against Tyrone, you know, it's a lot of talk about Tyrone and the talent that they have and the purpose this year, and you know, it came down to them last couple of minutes and a bit of brilliance, so it wasn't as if like they outplayed us in the game or that. You know, it was a very tough game to play in, so I think we can head to Croke Park now, you know, with our tails up. We've had that week off, I think, which was our week in between, 2 weeks in between rather than 1 week, which I think was vital, because I met a few of the players, you know, a few days after, and definitely, you know, it had taken a lot out of them, and it'd be hard to, like, physically and emotionally get yourself maybe pepped up for it. But I think the fact that Croke Park now always lifts players, and you know, we're playing a Cork team that have a lot of issues at the minute, and I think as long as we don't give them no confidence, you know, we can control the game and get into the next stage. I think for Donegal going into Ulster, a lot of people would have thought that was what they could achieve and that would be it, because the likes of dreaming of an All-Ireland was beyond them. But I've seen enough in this Donegal team that isn't the case. You know, definitely what we've seen in those games against Tyrone and Monaghan in particular, you know, there was a freshness, there was a lot of brilliant play. You know, the couple of new lads have come in, have seemed to rejuvenate us, and all of a sudden, you know, Donegal had that bit of energy back, and that's what I think we're lacking, particularly when you look back to the likes of Mayo last year. We just didn't seem that energy, we didn't seem to have that energy, but it's certainly back in the team. So I think, you know, in terms of picking themselves up, you know, that's a job. The boys have been around the block now long enough, but they'll be looking at other teams around the country and thinking there's nobody we can't beat, but the first team we got is Cork now on Saturday.
Yeah. Is it important then to have a good first half when you come off the back of defeat and get settled into it early again?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, we know with Cork, you know, just looking at their last couple of games, like, they're creating a lot of goal chances, and I think that's a big thing. If they happen to get a couple of goals on us and a few points, they certainly build a bit of confidence back. You know, Kerrigan, Hurley, O'Neill, all these guys are top players. So I think we got to sit, you know, we seen Tyrone earlier on in the year, like I say, in Celtic Park there, you know, sitting with their game plan, being very rigid no matter what happens. And I think early on, first half, if we just keep it tight, don't give Cork any reason to get any confidence back in the play, because they're not playing any confidence. If we can hold them kind of tight first half, maybe 1-1 or 2 up, second half then maybe open up a bit. And what I want to see is a bit of range that we didn't see in the Tyrone game, you know, going long that we did, like the likes of the first game against Monaghan, putting McBurdy and Murphy inside, you know, the whole county's crying out for it. I don't think any full back line can handle it, so I think we need to go short and long. Surely if Cork do sit in a bit, although I don't know, they haven't really been doing that in the last couple of games I've seen, but if they do get set up defensively, that we can go long at times to unhinge, you know, the defences the teams are putting up.
We'll have to mention the Miners as well. It's a big day for them. They're getting to Croke Park a couple of games earlier than the Miners normally go to GA headquarters, but they'll be in great form going into to this one against Cork as Ulster champions, and SP Barrett's boys are going to knock carry on from where they were in Clonus.
Yeah, brilliant tale, and Barrett's done fantastic with the boys, you know, and just every one of the minor games have been enthralling. Like, they've been such entertaining games, and I thought Derry put up such a different challenge them last day, you know, sitting defensively, even the way they were fouling Donegal out the pitch, you know, it was something that they had to cope with, but cope with they did, you know, and again, just that talent that they have come out on top. Great mix, great team, and again, you know, we're looking for a 1-2 on Saturday, and fantastic for them young lads to get back to Croke Park, and you know, that's where every Gaelic player want to be, and if you can get there at that age, you know, it's a big plus, but certainly they'll be thinking they want to go all the way this year.